So the learning today should be as chusli nishmas adiras chava chaim elizabeth shem shenari as well as chus for four shleim of an ilan neshama as well for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion and as chus for four shleim of chaim da ben Menorakel Chanalei ben Shein Rachel Abadati ben Peril as well as chus for all those in the makom sakana nights as well those risking their lives to protect it. So we continue in page 37 in the Sefer where we're talking about how gaiva is a doorway, a gateway to a person's downfall. And we talked yesterday about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu raises a person up in order to punish them, like we saw by Haman. And he continues here in talking about the churban, I guess, of a person who practices gaiva. He says, and in Masechta Sedarim, turning on to page 38, it says, if a person raises himself up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpilai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowers him down. And the Tiferes Tzion explains that this is a midah k'neged midah because it teaches the person that this is the midah that he's lacking. Because a person who has gaiva is attributing his success to himself, to his own intellect, to his own capabilities. So Hashem brings him down to make it obvious to him that it had nothing to do with his own talents. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, we bamas ha-gai, from the heights to the gai to the valley. Not only that, that they sink him into the ground. And Tiferes Tzion explains that had he merely been deprived of success, meaning he would have just been brought to zero, so then he wouldn't have realized that it was all coming from Hashem. So Hashem lowers him below zero, that's what it means, below ground, so to show that all of his achievements come from Hashem, and therefore Hashem brings him even lower than he originally started out. Because if you simply don't go up, or you go up a little and you come back down, so then you don't see that that's that anyone else was involved. It could just be that you failed on your own. But when you go up and you end up coming, when you come down, you're even lower than when you started. Clearly, there had to be some other being involved, and that is a demonstration of Hashem's involvement. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, v'nishkafa al pnei ha'yeshimayin, overlooking the surface of the yeshimayin is like the wilderness. V'yimchayzer boy, and if a person does tshuva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu magbioi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu raises him back up. Shenamar. As the pasuk says, "Kol geyinase," every valley will be raised up. As the Marsha explains, the pasuk is implying that even one who originally had gaiva and was brought down as a punishment, there is an opportunity to do tshuva. He can be raised up again. The Gemara in Saita says that any person who has gaiva will ultimately be a mismite, lowered, diminished. Those who are raim, are high up, ma'at, will be decreased. Perhaps he remains in the world. Tamad is not even here. So that the Gemara there makes it evident that it's talking about that the person dies before his time. So Chaim V'lajin and his Ruach Chaim used to talk about the importance of anava and how it brings success in limud haTorah. And he quotes the first Mishnah Masechtas Avos. What do we start Masechtas Avos with? We started with Moshe kibbutz Torah miSinai, Misaru liYoshua. He says every person in the Misaira had the midah of Anava. Okay, so Moshe we know, Yoshua we know. Where do we know that the Zkenim had Anava? So he explains based on the Gemara that the Zkenim lived a very long life. How could they have lived a long life if they had Gaiva? Someone from Gaiva we saw Hashem diminishes him in this world and he dies young. So obviously, if they lived a long time, they obviously were humble people. And interesting, the Marsha writes that this affected the Dar HaMabul. The Gemara states that the people of that generation had so much, they were so satiated and were so wealthy that it led them to arrogance, and that's why they suffered the punishment that we're talking about here, where they were destroyed, they died before their time. All right, let's stop here, and we'll get to Shem finish this piece tomorrow. There is one point I just want to mention before we close the Sefer. And that is here on the what is this, what is it called? This not the appendix. He calls this the insight on the bottom of page 42. He's talking about the source of wealth that people are always searching for a way to become wealthy, and if used properly, wealth can be a blessing. So the Panim Yafei suggests an idea of how to obtain wealth. So everybody should listen up. This is how you become wealthy. What's the problem of someone becoming wealthy? Problem is that a person is going to become full and satiated. He's going to feel successful. He's going to attribute it to his own talents, to his own capabilities, and it's going to cause him to forget Hashem. So if Hashem knows that we are strengthened in our midos, that we will not succumb to that taiva, to that yetzahara, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have no problem giving us wealth. And so what he's saying here is that if you work on anava, it's also a skula to become wealthy, because Hashem will have no problem giving you success. There's no concern that it's ultimately going to destroy you. Remember, when it comes to tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away things from them in order that they don't sin. Rishayim, Hashem gives them these temptations in order that they sin. So Hashem is holding it back from us because he doesn't want us to fall prey, fail in the midah of a gaiva. But if we work on it and we show Hashem that we will not fail in gaiva, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have no problem giving us the success without the concern that we will stumble and it will cause us to fail in this midah.